Well, boys and girls, who likes summer holidays? Who likes getting away from school? Who likes just going down to the beach and enjoying the seaside? Who likes building sandcastles? Who likes playing football on the beach? Who likes getting in there to the water? Oh, put your hands up, everybody, if you like the summer when it's lovely and sunny. I'm putting my hand up too. Boys and girls, put your hands down. You know, we're going to hear a little story from God's word today, but we all love the summer, don't we? Do you know something? Who's going away on holidays this year? Put your hands up if you're going away on holidays this year. If you're going up, maybe going up to Newcastle or you're going to the seaside, I'm sure you'll all get a wee trip sometime during the year. Put your hands down again. We all love our holidays, don't we? Love that wee break in the summer. Boys and girls, you see, before we go on holidays, do you realize that we have to prepare? See, your mummy and daddy, there's lots of things that they have to get ready. Give you an idea, they've got to... Oh, Jennifer, you pass it on there, please. We have to prepare for the holidays. Give us the next one, please. Who's ever been in one of them? Who likes going on one of them? I know a lady at the front here, I'm not going to mention her name, hates going in the plane. Really, really nervous when she goes in the plane. Goes all red when she's going in the plane. Sweats like anything. Who likes going in the plane? Oh, I like going in the plane too. You know, lots of us love it, don't we? Put your hands down. Do you know something, boys and girls? You see, before you can go on the plane, what do you hear this? Your mommy and daddy has to ring and book you seats in that plane. You see, if you were to arrive at the airport and just walk in and hand your luggage in and then say, I'm going to get in that plane to go on my holidays, the people would say, no, no, you can't do that. Those seats are booked. Your mommy and daddy has to ring up or go up to the airport and they've got to book you seats in that plane and pay for the money for the seats so that you can travel to wherever you're going. They have to prepare, get ready. Who's ever been in one of these here? Oh, they're good, aren't they? I'm going to let you into a wee secret. I like them too when it's not stormy. You see, whenever the waves are like out there and my tummy's going up and down, I don't feel very well. Who's ever been sick in a boat? Oh dear, there's one or two has. I have as well. Keep your hands down a wee second. Do you know something? Before you go on the Stena Line or any other boat, your mommy and daddy has to prepare as well. They have to book your car onto the boat or book you a place in that boat too, or else you couldn't go. Do you know something? I'm going to go to the next one here. Who's ever been in a place like that? Imagine us, who would like to be in a place like that? Do I see any parents' hands going up? Oh, there's a fellow over here and he's nodding like anything. He would love to be in a place like that. Imagine a swimming pool. Who's good at the swimming? Who likes diving into the swimming pool? Oh, who loves the water? You all do, don't we? Put your hands down. Do you know something? Oh, what's that? Where do you hear this? Before you go to a place like that, what do you think you have to do? Well, you've got to get changed before you go into the pool. You're absolutely right, Annabelle. You have to get changed before you get into the pool. I tell you, your mummy's taught you well, or else your granny has taught you well. Do you know something? We had to get changed before we get into the pool. But you've got to book it as well. You've got to prepare for it. You've got to get ready for it to make sure that there's a room in that place for you. You know, boys and girls, who's ever been in a caravan or a tent? Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Head off to Newcastle or head off to Port Rush or somewhere else. You can park the car, get into the caravan, get in and enjoy yourself and you're back and forward. Listen carefully, I'll not belong. You see, before you do all of these things, you've got to prepare. You've got to get ready. Seats have to be booked, places have to be booked. All the bits and pieces that boys and girls know nothing about have to be organized and done before you go. Boys and girls, tell us this. What else do we take with us on holidays? Suitcases. Who's got a suitcase? Who's got their own suitcase? I've got my own one too. Put your hand down a wee second. What do we put in our suitcases? Maybe I'm asking the wrong question here, am I? What do we put in our suitcases? Clothes. What else? Swimsuits. What else? Swimming trunks. What else? towels. There's lots of things we put in our suitcase. I'm going to ask you a question. Who packs their own suitcase? Are there any of you boys and girls that pack your own? Oh, here, some of you are brilliant. Put your hands down there. Some of the grannies here are saying, no, you don't. Keep your hands down a wee second. Boys and girls, still the answer is this here. No matter where we're going, no matter what we're doing on holidays, we have to prepare. We have to get ready. We have to pack our suitcases and do everything else that needs to be done. I'm going to ask you a question here. Boys and girls, who would like to go to heaven someday? Put your hands up if you'd like to go to heaven. In fact, I'm putting both hands up. I'm not only putting them up because I'd like to go, I'm putting them up because I know I'm going. Boys and girls, the Bible tells us that if we want to be in heaven someday, we've got to prepare. Would you hear what the Bible tells us about heaven? It says in John 14 and verse 2, the Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and here's what he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." Now, when we think of a mansion, we think of a place like that there down here, don't we? Who would like to live in a place like that? Boy, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it? You see, if you lived in a place like that, you would have servants and everything, everybody doing the work for you. But you know, boys and girls, living in a place like that would be fantastic. But would you hear this? That's only an earthly place. Bible talks about mansions. I wonder what the mansions are going to be like in heaven. Wonder what they're going to be like. We'll only find out when we get there. Boys and girls, everybody's happy in heaven. Heaven's a wonderful place. Put your hands up if you've ever been sad. I'm putting both hands up too. Put your hands up if you've ever been annoyed with somebody. Put your hands up if you've ever been hurt by somebody. Put your hands up if you've ever got cross. Oh dear, I have to put my hands up too. Put your hands down again. Bible tells us, boys and girls, would you hear this? Bible tells us that everybody's happy in heaven. There's no sadness there. No tears in heaven. None whatsoever. Put your hands up if you've ever cried. And keep my hand up too, because I have as well. Put your hands down. There's no tears in heaven. There's no sadness in heaven. Nothing like that at all. Every single person is happy in heaven. Not lovely? Everybody's happy. Boys and girls, everybody's healthy in heaven. Put your hands up if you've ever had to go to the doctor. Put your hands up if you've ever had an injury. Put your hands up if you've ever been sick. Put your hands up if you've ever had to stay off school because you've had a sore tummy or anything like that there. Put your hands down. Boys and girls, would you hear? Heaven's a wonderful place because everybody's happy in heaven. Heaven's a wonderful place because everybody's healthy in heaven. There's no sadness, no tears. There's no need of doctors. There's no need for hospitals. Nothing like that there at all because everybody's healthy. There's no sickness. There's no pain. There's no injuries. There's nothing like that at all. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. Boys and girls, everybody's heart is pure in heaven. Did you hear that? You listening? Everybody's heart is pure in heaven. The Bible says that there's no sin in heaven. The Bible says that no sin will ever get into heaven. Everybody's heart is pure in heaven. Now, boys and girls, I'll be finished in a wee minute or two, so you listen carefully. Boys and girls, mums and dads this afternoon or this morning, every single person's heart is pure in heaven. No sin will ever get into heaven. Boys and girls, we're all sinners, aren't we? We've all done things wrong. We've all disobeyed our mummy and daddy. We've all been cheeky. We've all been nasty. We've all done lots of things that are wrong. And that's called sin. And sin will never get into heaven. The Lord Jesus said that not everybody's going to be in heaven. Where do you see this? The Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and here a fellow asked him the question. He said, how can we know the way to heaven? And here's what the Lord Jesus said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Boys and girls, friends, this afternoon, if you want to be in heaven someday, you need to come through the Lord Jesus. Not everybody's going to be in heaven. Not everybody is going to have a mansion in the sky. Why? Because we're all sinners. And unless we come through the Lord Jesus and ask him to forgive us and so on, we'll never be in heaven. Boys and girls, we've got to prepare. Boys and girls, this afternoon, give us the next one. Will being good get you to heaven? If you're a good boy or girl, shout it out. Will it get you to heaven? No, it will not. Boys and girls, going to church, will it get you to heaven? Thanks, Jennifer. Will it get you to heaven? No, it won't. Boys and girls, will saying your prayers get you to heaven? No, it won't. It's good to be good. It's good to go to church. It's good to come along to Sunday school. It's good to say your prayers, but it's not good enough. Boys and girls, friends, this afternoon, here's a little girl. And this little girl, I don't know what age she would have been, maybe around the age of some of you this morning. This little girl knew the only way to heaven. She had heard that voice that that verse that the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. She had heard that verse, and she memorized that verse, and she knew that verse deep down in her heart, and she believed it. This little girl knew the only way to heaven. Where do you hear this? This little girl one day believed that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for her. This little girl, she clasped her hands like that there. And she didn't bow her head. She looked upwards and she believed with all of her heart that the Lord Jesus, God's only Son, died on the cross for her. And this little girl was so sorry for her sins. She had told God she was sorry for all the bad things that she had done. She told God she was sorry for the times she had disobeyed her mommy and daddy, times she had said bad words, times she had been cheeky and nasty. And she just said, please forgive me for all the wrong that I have ever done. And then this little girl went on to say, thank you to God for sending the Lord Jesus. And she said, thank you to God that the Lord Jesus left heaven and he came to this world and eventually he went to the cross. And she says, thank you, Lord, that you took my place on the cross, and that you shed your precious blood for me. You gave your life for me and you rose again for me. Oh, this little girl was so thankful that the Lord, for all that the Lord had done for her. And then this little girl said, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Forgive me for all the wrong that I've done. Forgive me for all the sins that I have ever committed. And please come into my life and be my Savior and be my friend. Boys and girls, this little girl was saved. This little girl's sins were forgiven. This little girl became a child of God. This little girl knew that she was going to heaven. Do you know why? Because she came through the Lord Jesus Christ. And she had her sins forgiven. Boys and girls, moms and dads this morning, friends in the church this morning, if you're not God's child, if you're not a Christian, if you've never been to the cross like this little girl has been to the cross, and told God that you were sorry for your sins, and thanked the Lord Jesus for dying for you, and asked him to forgive you. If you've never done that, then you're not saved. If you've never done that, then you're not on your way to heaven. If you've never done that, you're still lost in your sins. Boys and girls and friends this morning, you can come God's way. And you can tell the Lord Jesus you're sorry. And you can thank him for dying for you. And you can ask him to forgive you. And you can come to the cross and put your trust in the Lord Jesus. He's a living Savior. Boys and girls, give us the next one, Jennifer, please. The Bible says that we need to prepare here and now. You go along to Sunday school every week. You hear the truth of God's word. You hear the gospel that God loves you and that Christ died for you and that if you're ever going to be saved, you need to come and put your trust in him. You hear it every week. Wonders there are boys and girls here today. Is there mums and dads here today? You're not God's child. You're not saved. You've never put your trust in Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, friends today, why not come? Bible says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. The Lord Jesus loves you. The Lord Jesus went to the cross to die for sinners just like you. And he wants to forgive you. And he wants to come into your life and take your sin away. And he wants you to be your Savior. And he wants to be your friend. Who likes the holidays? Put your hands up. I love them too. You've got to prepare. Who would like to go to heaven? You've got to prepare, boys and girls. You've got to get ready. You've got to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior and to be your best friend. Let's just close in a wee word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that the boys and girls have done this morning. Thank you for the singing. Thank you for the reciting of the poems and the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Bless it to their hearts, we pray. And gracious God, not just for the boys and girls, but the mums and dads here as well. Father, show them their great need of God's salvation and give them the grace to come and to trust in the Lord Jesus. Father, bless your word and do a work in all of our lives for your glory, we pray. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.